Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
John, how can we help you, sir?
Well, I'll be honest with you, bro. I'm having a situation with this girl I was talking to. Her name is Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
She has totally ghosted me, and she won't answer any of my calls. I don't know what it is, man.
What did you
do?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I think the only thing I can think of is the fact that I'm in between jobs at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm new to the Boston area. I've been up here for a little bit. And it's just been tough on the work front. I'm actually out right now on the grind doing a little Uber. I'm driving on the highway going to pick up my next fare.
Oh, very nice. Okay. Hey, big shout out to all the Uber drivers out
there. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the only thing I can think that the problem is why she has ghosted me the way that she has.
So she probably thinks you're a jobless loser?
That's what I'm thinking.
Hmm.
I mean, but you know what? Everybody goes through little phases in life. And right now your chapter is in that crappy stage. But still, here's what she needs to look at. She needs to get with you now because with the proper mindset, once you get on the come up, if she's attached to you when you're crap.
Right, it's like you can only go up from here.
It's like getting with an athlete before he gets drafted.
Well, that's a good way to look at it, you know? Because I will spend my last dime on this girl, man. I think she is amazing.
Oh, wow.
She is beautiful, you know. In fact, I have spent my last dime on her.
Oh, jeez.
He's like, literally, my last dime. I don't have enough to go to tour right now. So, okay, here's what we'll do. We'll give her a call for you next, all right? All right, so we just spoke to John. He's an Uber driver who's literally driving right now, as he's on the phone with us. And he wants to get in contact with this girl, Nikki, who he thinks might not be into him because he's an Uber driver in between jobs right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he just doesn't want her to think that he's a jobless loser at the moment. He's trying. He's doing what he can. And he said he literally spent his last dime on her for their date. So,
wow.
You sound like a nice guy, man. We're going to try and make it happen. Stay quiet, all right, John?
Oh, okay, listen, I'm actually picking up a fare right now.
Yeah.
This guy, he's going to be in the back. Is that okay?
Even better.
Yeah, man, that's cool. Just, okay, hey, it's the first time for this.
Hello.
Hi, is this Nikki?
Why?
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa.
Okay, Nikki, please.
He's over it.
Yeah, please don't hang up the phone.
Keep calling me.
This is,
called me three times back to back. I didn't answer.
Yes. This is Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa calling you from a radio station, Hot 96.9. And I can explain why we keep calling you.
You talking too much.
So, listen, we got your phone number from
work.
Okay, we got your phone number from a guy that wants to go out with you.
Who's the white girl in the background?
Okay.
Jesus,
no, just listen. We got your
phone.
Oh, God. Listen, we got your phone number from a guy who wants to go on a date with you. We're willing to pay for the date. No? Let me just tell you the guy's
name.
Such
a charming woman, too. I'm surprised.
Can I tell you the guy's name? Just listen. John. Yo. Remember you went out with John?
Hang up.
Yeah, please. You can hang up.
No, just listen. Remember you went out with John?
How you know my business?
Because he gave us your number. He wanted us to call you to see.
Why?
Because he would like to go out with you again, and we will pay for whatever. If you like to go to a restaurant, we'll pay for the restaurant.
Yo, I was trying to ghost him.
You were trying to ghost him?
Yeah, curve him.
Yeah, he seems to have gotten that vibe.
Why?
Listen, he was a nice guy. Don't get me wrong. It was a nice date. First of all, I'm at work, so let me lower my voice. And I don't want everybody already in my business. So basically, dude, sent me an edible at my job.
What kind of edibles?
The fruits that are like flowers.
I've never received this before.
Oh, the edible arrangements.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And that's cool. You know, I got a little note with it. But I wasn't the one to receive it. So it went to the front desk. You know, my office, and it's in everybody's view. Everybody read the note. So basically, on the card, it says, eat this like you ate my ass. With a weak emoji, dog.
What?
So I'm like really embarrassed.
So,
yeah, so y'all blowing my phone up. I'm thinking this. I don't know who it is.
Yo, because he's been calling me.
Oh,
and
he's been texting me.
Yeah. So, Nikki.
I think even my supervisor found out because she been looking at me crazy all week.
So
they don't cover those cards up or put them in envelopes?
People are nosy, man. Just like y'all.
So, listen, I'm just going to tell you right now, Nikki, John's on the phone and he heard what you said.
What? Why y'all... Yo, y'all don't believe in no privacy. Y'all don't believe in HIPAA at all. Like, what?
John, is this true?
Well, you know,
this
Nikki,
true.
I want to apologize because when I set up the edible arrangement, I asked them to put, eat this like you ate my booty. But for some reason,
oh my God,
they switched that up and they put ass.
But why you even put either one? No, it's not funny.
Oh, my God.
That's not how you get a woman. I'm a grown... No, hold up. Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. I understand that you new here, but you a grown-ass man. I didn't eat shit, but that food you paid for. That's number one. Number two, I didn't eat your ass. I don't even know you like that. So putting that on a note, I really should run up on you. Because that shit...
Why would I lie about that? Why would I lie about that?
Yo, can you... I'm about to hang up.
Wait. We can fix this. Lord. We can fix this. John, whether or not you ate his booty, Nikki, he didn't mean for everybody at your job to see the card. So, that, if anything, that's more on the people that you work with being nosy as f***. It's not really on John. John was just trying to do like a funny little joke, right, John?
No,
do that to nobody's
joke.
You don't say that to nobody's job. I don't care if it happens or not.
It's
very immature and it's weird as f***.
Listen, hold on a minute, guys. I got my passenger. Listen, partner, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry about all this, all right? You know,
oh
I know it seems a little bit unprofessional and everything, but
he's getting one star.
Give me 5 stars and a little tip, that'll be good, okay? I really would appreciate that, okay? Thank you, man. Thank you. All right.
There you go. So there's one in a row. Let's get some momentum here. Nikki, how about another date with John?
Look, this is what I got to say.
Oh, she hung up, John.
Hello?
I think it's a...
Come on, man. You know, see, this is what I don't like. You know, she tried to paint me as a liar. It is what it is. She did that.
I believe you,
know?
Sir.
You probably could have gone about the edible arrangement a little bit of a different way. But, you know, you dodged a bullet.
Butter. Man, listen, I just got 2 stars from this guy.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help, too, by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.